This is a story from God's Word. In the beginning there was God, and nothing else existed except God. Then God spoke, and created the universe and everything in it. Then God created a special creation, man and woman. God had a perfect relationship with man and woman. He walked and talked with them, and he cared for them. One day, the man and woman disobeyed God. As a result of their disobedience, their relationship with God was broken. This man and woman had children, and their children had children, and their children had children, until the whole earth was filled with people. But just like the first man and woman, they all continued to disobey God, and their disobedience continued to keep them from having a right relationship with God. But God did not forget his special creation. One day, God spoke to a man named Abraham, and he said, "I will give you many, many descendants. I will make a great people group from your descendants, and I will bless the whole world through you and your descendants." Even though Abraham was very old and did not have any children, Abraham believed God. And because of that, God considered that Abraham had a right relationship with him. God kept his promise to Abraham and gave him a son, and his son had sons, and his sons had sons, until God had truly made his descendants a great people group. Some of Abraham's descendants obeyed God, but most of them did not. From time to time, God would send a spokesman to tell the people how to have a right relationship with him. One of the spokesmen was named Isaiah. Isaiah brought Abraham's descendants a message of hope and a promise of a Savior. He said that all of Abraham's descendants had disobeyed God, but that he was going to send a Savior who would be whipped and beaten and would be killed for their disobedience. After that, God would cause his Savior to come to life again. Because of him, Abraham's descendants will be able to have a right relationship with God again. From that time on, Abraham's descendants anxiously waited for God to send his promised Savior. And they waited, and they waited, and they waited. God kept his promise to Abraham's descendants, and he sent his promised Savior, Jesus, who was God's own Son. Jesus proved that he was God's promised Savior by performing many miracles. Even the demons recognized that he was the Son of the Most High God, who was sent as the promised Savior. Many recognized that Jesus was the promised Savior and followed him, but many did not. One day he told his followers that, "If you believe in me, I will give you eternal life. No one can take you away from me because God and I are the same." Those who did not follow Jesus became very angry because Jesus had said that he and God were the same. So they convinced the government to execute him. Just as God had said, Jesus was whipped, beaten, and killed. But just as God had said, he caused Jesus to come to life again. After Jesus came to life again, many people, including Jesus' closest followers, saw him and spent time with him. Jesus taught them many things. He told them that he would leave them soon, but that he would send God's Spirit to live in them. He also told them that when God's Spirit came to live in them, they would have power to tell everyone about him. And when people believed in him, they were to baptize them to show everyone that they had turned from their sins and turned to God through believing in Jesus. One day, Jesus did leave, just as he had told them he would. As Jesus was going up into the clouds, angels appeared and said to them that Jesus would return one day in the same way that he was leaving them now. From that day on, followers of Jesus anxiously waited for him to return, just as the angels promised that he would. And they go everywhere, telling everyone about the good news of Jesus. When people believe in Jesus, they baptize them, just as Jesus told them to. This is what the followers of Jesus do to this day, and that is why I am telling you this story. This is the end of this story from God's Word.